Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Post.
And Sister Amen. Hopefully you're all doing well.
Yeah, we hope you are all doing well. We're coming to you with our edification audio to edify.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, we traveled today. We got to, praise the Lord, we got safely a long journey to our town, close to our town we're going to be preaching at.
In another state.
In another state. We entered into another state and crossed a big river. And, of course, the gospel always goes out. I got to tell you this quick story. So I met a young man. I gave him the gospel, and he looked at me surprised, and he said, just this morning, he said, I woke up, and I thought, I haven't been to church since I was 10. He's maybe like 25 or 20 or something. He said, I thought I should start learning about God. And I said, well, this is perfect timing, young man. And I pointed him to the gospel. I pointed him to our website, and he took the card. And
that's awesome.
It was perfect timing, wasn't it, Sister
Amen? Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So we arrived in a town. We found a nice place to park our van. We flew a bunch of gospel signs. And then what did we do, Sister Amen?
We took a really nice walk around the park. They have a, it's a really big park. Like, they have a walking trail about a half a mile all the way around it.
Yeah.
And so it was good because we were in the van a lot today. It was quite a bit of travel and
in
and out and stuff. So it was good to just get out and stretch.
You know, it was awesome. The last 3 days have been super nasty, windy.
Mm-hmm.
Today was calm, and it's nice to just walk and there's calm out. You don't, you're not getting blown all over the place.
It, yeah, and driving in it because we had to drive a little extra today, so you didn't have to fight the wind the whole way. That was nice.
Yep, and it saved our gas mileage a lot too. And so we had signs all over the van while people are looking at them. We're walking around. They're right here. They can talk to us.
You know what I think? I like while we're traveling down the road and all the people passing by us, seeing the signs, some of them honk, my horn gets a workout.
Yeah, Sister Amen uses her happy horn quite a bit.
Yeah.
Truck drivers driving by waving and so it works out really good. So today we're going to bring you for edification, we each have just some random thoughts for you, or I have a random thought about a topic. I don't know what Sister Amen's going to bring. Sister Amen, you're up first. What do you got for us? What do you got to edify the sisters today?
Well, I was just going to share that, you know, sometimes when you have like a lot on your mind and you go to bed, sometimes you wake up the next day and you don't have the choice, you know, you just wake up and sometimes things are on your mind. Well, most of the time I wake up and I praise the Lord for the day and I don't have anything on it. This morning I had a little bit of something on there and I had to push my way through it. And I was thinking about how we resist the devil and he will flee. Well, you can,
James.
Yeah, and you can do that in the morning because, wouldn't you agree, we're not in control of our mind while we're sleeping.
Yeah, when you're like half, well, when you're sleeping, you're not in control, like
and
dreaming.
Then you just,
that incoherent stage when you're just waking up.
Barely waking up, yeah, and sometimes the first thing.
Mid-comatose kind of thing.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to me very often, but sometimes when there's a lot of things on your mind, you can wake up like that. But I love it because the Word of God, just like Jesus did to the devil, the Word of God just pushes everything away, and I was thinking about how powerful and awesome God is to create everything. So I was just thinking in Genesis in my mind, and then I was thinking about what Christ did.
I was thinking about taking every thought captive, and we got to do that right away when we get up in the morning. Start. Don't let your guard down. Start right away.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
In Corinthians.
Yep. And so I was rejoicing in the Lord, and so what I thought I would do to share for you, sisters, is I was going to read. It's really hard to pick just one thing about rejoicing because there's so much you can do.
There's so much.
But I'm going to read 1 Chronicles 16, 23 through 34.
Nice.
And I'm going to let God's word speak because his word's more important than mine. Sing unto the Lord. Oops, I lost my place here. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Shew forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it shall not be moved. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is in there, all that is therein. And shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
That's a great, those are great verses to wake up and think about too.
They are.
I guess that's why we're supposed to,
so much in there.
We're supposed to hide the word of God in our hearts so that we can pull that whenever we need it.
Right. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with you sisters. And then I don't even know what Brother Tupus is going to talk about, but maybe I'll have something to add.
Is it my turn? You ready?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I thought I would talk about something I haven't talked about at all that everybody or a lot of people are talking about. And that is the coming eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
April 8th, there's another eclipse. The last one was 2017. And so I thought I would talk about it because I just looked a little bit. I don't watch much about it because I'll just give you a little hint. I'm doing a teaching on it today, and I'll just tell you, there's nothing biblical about the eclipse. There's no signs. There's no wonders about it. There's no predictions. It doesn't mean Jesus is coming, so I kind of gave it away a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't spent much time on the eclipse. It's just another natural event. But there's a lot of false teachers out there that are deceiving people. A lot of hype. They're making money off of it. And so I'd encourage you to check out my audio when I put it up later today. For now, I just want to give you one example of how they twist the truth and overhype this natural event. You know, eclipses of various types happen about once every year and a half. This is not like a once in a thousand lifetime thing. They happen all the time. A lot of times they happen out over the water. Nobody even knows it's happening. But I'll give you one example. One false Hebrew root man is telling us that the shadows from the eclipse, the shadow, will go across towns in America called Nineveh. And there are towns in America called Nineveh. And it's true, this shadow is going to cut through some towns in America called Nineveh. But here's where the twisting happens. So that's a fact. Here's where the twisting happens. They use Jesus' words and they go, look what's happening. The eclipse, look what's happening. Here's what they use. Ready? Matthew 12:39. But Jesus answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given to them, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And then they go on and they go, see, so this eclipse, it's coming through the shadows on these towns of Nineveh, and it means it's a sign from God. Jesus talked about a sign from Nineveh. And the sign of Jonah, and Jonah was directly connected to Nineveh. Well, here's what I'm telling you. They're doing that to sell books, go to conferences, to hype, to get more clicks on YouTube. If they would just read the very next verses of Jesus' own words in Matthew 12, if they would read verse 40, the next verse, what does he say? For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. I think that's supposed to say fish's belly. I think King James says whale.
Oh,
but
okay.
Jesus tells us what the sign was. The sign was 3 days, three nights he'd be in the earth, or he said in the belly, or in the depths of the earth, in the heart of the earth, and then he would resurrect. That was the sign. It has nothing to do with eclipses. It has nothing to do with 2,000 years later, some shadow over some towns in America named Nineveh. I'm sure these towns were probably named Nineveh for hype. There's another town in America called Jonah.
Oh,
there's
so
towns all over
names, yeah.
Named all kinds of things. So people do it for a gimmick sometimes. So this is what these false teachers do. And here's what they're doing. Ready? They're adding the plagues of God upon them, because Revelation 22 says don't add to God's word. So they're adding to God's word, pretending like America's in Bible prophecy, that eclipses are Bible prophecy, that all this stuff that's happening, and my teaching is going to go in more depth in it, some more of the lies that they talk about. So I just want to encourage you today, don't get deceived by these false teachers. They're hyping things for gain and fame and money. Listen to my audio about the eclipse. It'll help clear things up from God's word. Definitely, we're headed into the last days. Makes sense, right? You're one day closer to your death. Every day, we're closer to the last days. But Scripture does not point to eclipses over America and any towns called Nineveh. This is just all conjecture, conspiracy theory. This is all men twisting Scripture. Don't be deceived by them. So I hope that note blesses you. Listen to my teaching on the eclipse. I think it's going to kind of level it down and make it real simple for you. And that was my thought today, Sister Amin. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was thinking about, I have some scriptures to read on it. It's not exactly the same, but it kind of makes me think about
yep.
this. about discerning the time.
Right.
People aren't rightly discerning this, but they're also not rightly discerning something else. It's Matthew 16, 2 through 4. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening. And Brother Koo and I were talking about this. They want to talk about eclipse shadows and towns and ready. This is another big one. I'll cover it in my teaching. Numerology. Mm-hmm. Numbers. They're looking at numbers and this number here and this number here. But yet, they don't have the biblical gospel. They haven't come out of the world. They're not living holy in all their ways. They're not preaching the gospel and making disciples. They're more worried about eclipses and signs in the sky. And they're looking for signs and wonders that is going to deceive them.
Yeah, and you were talking about the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling you today, because you're talking about some of this, I was telling you how when we were first born again, and I learned that there's people out there who, like, have numbers and things associated with the letters in the Bible, and I remember...
It's called numerology.
Yeah, or however it was, and they said the Bible has, like, this code behind
Bible
it.
Bible code.
It has a different secret message or something. And none of it, right away, none of it made any sense to me, because it was, like, really confusing. And I thought, God's not confusing. He's truth. We should be able to believe it, understand it, and know it.
Yep.
That sounded like confusion to me, so I never got swept away in
it. And we're working through the book of Revelation, and it'll work through some verses. And Jesus tells us the signs to look for in Matthew and in other places. And while it does talk about signs in the sky, it has nothing to do with natural occurring eclipses that are just part of what's going on. Jesus did talk about when there's earthquakes and all these things happening in diverse places, but that's also been a natural occurring thing that's been going on for thousands of years. So we got to discern this rightly and not add to the hype, not add to God's word, and we have to be cautious and all that. So I think my teaching on the eclipse will bless you. Mm-hmm. We'll leave that right there. Sister Amon, do you have a verse to close us out? I have one, but maybe you have one.
I do. And I'm smiling because it goes along with what I read and what I talked about, but it's real easy. It won't take me too long.
It's what?
It's real easy.
Okay.
It won't take long.
Jesus wept?
No, not that one. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore.
Yeah, that goes along.
That.
That's so. Jesus wept is the shortest verse. That other one is pretty close to
Rejoice
the
evermore.
Next shortest verse.
Yeah.
I just pulled up a verse, and I love this verse. Brother and I have been working through Proverbs. This is Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. This one came to me today because there was two, like, motorcycle guys, and these look like hardcore motorcycle guys. They had on, like, jackets, and it had, like, gang paraphernalia on the back, and they were part of some club. And they were standing outside a gas station, and they were young guys. And I walked up to them, and they were standing there smoking and just kind of acting all cool with their leathers on and their motorcycles. And I walked up to them and gave them the gospel, and they looked at me like the shocked look, like I was talking to them. And I said, lest you repent, lest you turn. I said, Christ is coming back in flaming fire. I said, the churches and the culture are lying. They're like, okay, man, okay. And they put the gospel card in their pocket, and they were like, okay, go away. I don't want to talk to you anymore. And it was like the old preacher coming up, telling them boldly the truth, and they were kind of like, just go away, move along. And it kind of reminds me, when you have the truth, you're going to be bold about it.
Oh, definitely.
When you walk in righteousness. So, yeah. So that's what we're going to leave you with today. Love and peace to everybody. Tomorrow, we are going to head to a town, and we're going to be preaching at an event and then a show. We'll have more to come on that if the Lord gives it to us.
Yeah, let's
see. Audio and video. I guess my last thought to you is, get ready. We talked about the end times. One day, either at your death, you're going to meet him, or if you're alive after the tribulation, Christ is going to part the sky. He's coming. And we got to not forget that. He said, I'm going to prepare a place. I will return. I hope you're ready. I hope you're born of him. Hope you're living for him, lest you're going to face judgment and outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. It's there to help you along with all of our other resources, pouring out more every day. Check out the Ecclesia gathering area and the edification page. Anything else, Sister Amon?
Just hold fast and don't be swept away with all this other stuff that goes on in the world. Stick with the scriptures, sisters.
Amen. Keep your eyes on Christ and his word.
Amen. Praise God.
Love y'all.
May God be praised.